Glory to the holy, consubstantial, life-creating, and indivisible Trinity, always, now, and ever, and forever.
In the place where notes unite with words to give a voice to the longings of the soul, the chant of the Christian Church is born. For over 2,000 years, Christians have raised their voices in praise of the loving God who creates, redeems, and sanctifies, the God revealed to us as Trinity in unity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From our roots in synagogue and temple to the development of the worship of the Church on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea, and the impetus of taking the good news to every corner of the world, the Church has chanted the wonderful works of God. We lift our voices to God in praise for creation and redemption, in petition for our needs and the needs of others, to give voice to our distress, and to provide comfort in times of mourning. The chant of the Church is that special union of word and music which gives wing to our prayer and shape to our liturgical life.
Oh.
In the structure of historic Christian worship, our rite is a distinct form of prayer that consists of three parts: the texts, the ritual actions that accompany those texts, and the chant used to sing the texts. It is primarily in the third part of this equation, the chant, that the genius of each individual church is manifested. The chant we are listening to is that of the people of Subcarpathian Rus, the liturgical song of the Rusyn people, who come from what is today Ukraine and Slovakia, which spread from there into what is today Hungary, Croatia, Romania, the United States, and Canada. The name for this music is Prostopenia, which is the Church Slavonic word for plain chant. While this musical and liturgical experience has its roots in the Carpathian Mountains, it has also found a home in western Pennsylvania, where the headquarters of two churches who sing Prostopenia, the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh and the Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Diocese of Johnstown, are located. The immigrants from what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire, coming to the United States beginning at the close of the 19th century to find relief from economic hardship, brought with them their Eastern Church and their heritage of congregational singing of the Byzantine liturgical services in the Church Slavonic language. Almost unique among Eastern Christians, the Rusyns maintained the custom of congregational singing of Vespers and Matins and the Divine Liturgy, led by cantors trained at the Cantors Institutes in the Old Country.
Blessed is the man. Who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked,
The musical compositions of the body of music called Prostopenia is a gradual joining of four different sources. First of all, material from the great Znamenny chant. Secondly, material from the lesser Znamenny chant. Thirdly, material from the Bulgarian chant. And lastly, material from the spiritual songs and folk hymns of the Rusyn people. The first two sources are common to all Eastern Slavic Christians, Russians, Ukrainians, Belarusians, and Carpatho-Russians. The third source entered into the singing of the Carpathian Mountains beginning in the 1600s. The fourth source is unique to the Rusyn people and gives a singular style and flavor to the materials from the first three sources. Like all chant, the Prostopenia is a functional music designed to be the handmaid of the liturgical text. One of the specific liturgical forms is that of responsorial chant, with a solo voice or smaller group of singers alternating with the whole body of worshipers. In this ancient form of musical worship, the cantor is responsible for most of the changing text, while the assembly repeats a fixed refrain.
Знамени Бог, разумите языцы, и покоряйтесь, яко
In 1906, the chant we call Prostopenia was written down in modern European notation in the city of Uzhhorod in Austria-Hungary. The chant source was Professor Joseph Malinich, who was cantor of Holy Cross Cathedral in Uzhhorod. The scribe was the Reverend Father John Bokshai, who was one of the canons of the cathedral. They were set to this task by the Most Reverend Julius Firzak, the Bishop of Uzhhorod, for the purpose of setting up a standard musical text to be used in the seminary and in the Cantor's Institute. This monumental task was completed and published, first in Church Slavonic and then, several months later, in Hungarian. So even from the inception of the printed scores, Prostopenia was being sung and disseminated in more than one language. This process has continued here in the United States, where the language of liturgical worship has evolved over time from solely using Church Slavonic and Hungarian into the use of English.
Thank you.
blessed and glorious Lady, the Mother of God and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you,
Son and Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever.
Amen.
The folk song material included in the Corpus of Proserpina is primarily sung at the Divine Liturgy, and not all of it comes from the Rusyn part of the Carpathian Mountains. Some of the things today considered to be an integral part of the chant are in fact from the Galician Ukrainians on the north side of the Carpathians. This cross-fertilization was made possible by the movement of the Basilian monks from monasteries in Galicia to the monasteries in the eparchy of Preshov. Certain of the melodies in the Proserpina corpus are called Bulharsky, that is, Bulgarian. The exact origin of the melodies is not known, but these melodies are used for two particular sets of liturgical texts, the hymns of the Litya, which are sung in procession to the narthex of the church at Vespers on major feasts, and the hymns of St. John of Damascus, sung at the funeral service. These melodies are characterized by a steady rhythmic pulse that is suggestive of processional motion.
Thank you.
The melodies of the Znamenie chant, both greater and lesser, are common to many of the Eastern Slavic ethnic groups. As parts of the Prostopenia, they give an identity to liturgical service and to the season in which they are used. The service books of the Byzantine Church identifies each text with a tone indication and often with the indications of a podobin, that is, a special melody either written for that text or used with that text in an attempt to subliminally connect the current celebration with that of another feast. An interesting example of this use of a podobin melody is the Troparion of Bridegroom Matins, used at all of the morning services during Great and Holy Week. Here is the original text sung on the first 3 days of Great and Holy Week. Other melodies are used throughout the entire liturgical year, both in the context of services and as devotional songs for extra-liturgical events. A classic example of this is the singing of the Canticle of the Theotokos. This hymn from the Gospel according to St. Luke is sung in the Western churches at the service of Vespers. In the Eastern churches, however, it is sung as one of the climactic moments of the morning service, that of Matins. It has a fixed refrain, which acknowledges the special place the Blessed Virgin Mary has in Eastern theology and devotion.
Let us greatly extol the Theotokos and the Mother of Light in hymns.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Thank you. has cast down the proud in the conceit of their heart. More honorable than the cherubim, and beyond compare, more glorious than the seraphim, who a virgin gave birth to God the world. You truly the Theotokos we bear before.
He has put down the mighty from their seat and has exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent empty away.
More
the mystery and the beauty of the Prostopenia could provide many hours of listening and commentary. Let us close our perusal of the chant by hearing the hymn which is the climax of the service of Vespers, the prayer prayed by the Holy Simeon in the temple when he encountered the infant Savior. This much-loved melody is from the folk song stratum of the Prostopenia.
Oh.
Special acknowledgement is due to the Byzantine Seminary Press of Pittsburgh, who graciously donated the recordings used in this program. All of the music heard on this program, and much more, is available through the Byzantine Seminary Press. The singing of the chant was done by two ensembles, the Basilian Sisters of Mount St. Macrina Monastery in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, and the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter the Apostle from Chicago, Illinois.